T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is Dukes and Bell. We've been talking a lot about our Atlanta United squad getting ready for CONCACAF Champions League. And on the phone joining us right now is none other than Brad Guzan, our goalie. He's big. He's bald.
He's a mother. Whoa.
Brad Guzan. Brad, what's going on, man?
What's happening, guys? How are you?
Man, we're doing well. Glad you guys made it down there.
And, I guess we say, hey, hombre.
Yeah, hey, hombre. made it down there and getting ready for tomorrow's match. What's your experience with CONCACAF and Champions League in your playing time?
No, it's going to, I mean, it's going to be a battle. Anytime you come down to clubs like this, Herediano or any of these countries down here in Central America, the games are a battle. It's a fight from start to finish. They've got quality. They can hurt you on the break. So it's going to be a real challenge for us. But we knew that going into this competition, and we're excited about it.
We talked to Parkhurst the other day when he was coming back from California, and he was saying you're always going to get everybody's A game because in some of the smaller leagues, these guys want to get noticed by the bigger leagues.
No, exactly. That's for sure in the back of their mind, thinking that if they can have a good showing, a good performance, it could open a few doors for them up down the road. And so we know that. We know we're going to get their best performance of the season, regardless of where they are in their league form. Like I said, it's these games are never easy.
Brad Guzan joining us, guys, here on Dukes and Bell as we get ready for Champions League tomorrow. It's Atlanta United pregame, 9:30, kick at 10, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brad, what has Frank DeBoer said to you as far as specifics to your position? Or just is he watch the tape and go, Brad, do you? I mean, how much input has he given you?
No, definitely. He's for sure had a say. And I think it's not just specifically to me, but in terms of obviously how we want to play, how we want to build out of the back. I've always said since day one, since him and his staff have come in, they haven't tried to overhaul and change everything completely. And so they know that there's things that we do well. Playing out the back is certainly one of those, and we want to be a possession type team. But he's also got his own ideas as to how we can better that. And so he's been really good in communicating that with myself, the other goalkeepers, as well as our defenders. So it's been really good.
It is Brad Guzan, guys. It is a champion and a goalkeeper for your Atlanta United as he's live down in San Jose, Costa Rica, getting ready. A match you'll hear only right here on 92.9 The Game. We were just saying last segment, Brad, before you came on, in a weird situation, maybe not weird, but maybe it's better. I don't know if it's worse. We got taller guys. We got guys that are over 6 feet tall now. Is that going to help you out on set pieces?
For sure. I mean, as long as they're going to attack the ball, I don't care how tall they are. Being tall is all good and great, but if they don't go and attack the ball, then the height's not serving them a purpose. So got to make sure I stay on those guys to make sure they're going after and winning the ball, and make sure we pick up the seconds as well.
What should fans expect as we start this quest, not only for Champions League, but also for another MLS Cup from Martinez? I wanted to ask you about Martinez because I think, Mike and I as fans, and Mike has been telling me, hey, man, I've seen enough of this guy already to feel really good about what we're getting in him. And it's easy for us to say, well, we're getting the South American Player of the Year, Brad, but most of us have not seen him play.
No, definitely. I mean, listen, first and foremost, he's a proper player. You can see his quality daily in training. And so that part, there's no question about it. It's exciting for us as players, as his teammates, to see what he's able to do on the ball. But at the same time, we also have to play real games. And that obviously starts tomorrow with Champions League. But then we'll go into the league, and anytime a foreign player comes to be at the U.S. or any other country, it can take time to settle in and kind of make sure you feel comfortable both on and off the field. So hopefully in that sense, the club's been doing everything they can to make him feel comfortable, make sure that he feels good about being able to just go out and focus on playing soccer and not having to worry about anything else. And that's when I think we'll be able to see the best of him. And so, yeah, that part is the exciting, the exciting aspect for us as teammates and for the fans as well. So it should be good.
It is an MLS champion. He is your goalkeeper, Brad Guzan, on a great phone line, by the way, on the WadeFord.com hotline from down in Costa Rica. Get ready for CONCACAF Champions League. Brad, because of the Miggy, and it's not like it's a shot at Miggy, because Miggy obviously was so good, he's now over in the English Premier League. But is this really where Barco gets a chance to shine?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think, you know, Frank's and the coaching staff has put a lot of confidence into him. I think he's come back a different player into preseason. So that part's been really good, and he's looked sharp in the games that we played, and every time he's been on the field, he's showing what he can bring to our team, and ultimately how he can help us score and create goals. So it's a big year for him. He knows that, I think, on a personal level, but also from a team aspect, we also, everyone collectively has to try and fill those shoes that Miguel left, because as you mentioned, he is a fantastic player, and obviously the price tag for him to go to England was pretty large, but it's up to us now as a team and as a group to try and fill that void, and he's just one of the many pieces.
Bro, take us behind the curtain. What's the accommodations like? First class, 5-star, all inclusive.
To be fair, the club's looked after us and they've done it well, so it's now on us to make sure we go out tomorrow night. We're getting right ahead on the bus to go to training here,
right. But
it's on us to go to tomorrow night and get the job done.
All right. They say, we talked to Parkey about it. It gets a little chippy in these CONCACAF matches.
Yeah, yeah.
Odds on first yellow card. Best odds, LGP?
as long as it's not a red, we got to make sure we finish with 11 guys on the field. That's going to be important for sure. As you said, and as he said, it can get chippy. It can get a little feisty. But we got to make sure we keep our keep cool heads and keep our composure both on and off the ball.
All right, real quick, is there an X factor in your mind in these types of tournaments, or is there an X factor on the team that maybe we're not thinking about?
No, I wouldn't say personnel. It's about attitude. It's about all the X factors in terms of the field, the stadium, the weather conditions, referees, and all that stuff that are outside factors you can't control. So you can't be thinking about those, and it's down to us to make sure we put all that stuff behind our behind us and go out and play the type of game that we know that will allow us to get a result.
All right, I saw a picture of the field. It looks okay. It looks like it's not a cow pasture. Brad, have a great time. Get the W or even a draw, and we'll come back and win it up here in Kennesaw, man. We can't wait to talk to you next time.
For sure. I appreciate it. Always a pleasure, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.